My name is Jerry, and this is the Wildlife Podcast. What really makes better images? Gear or craft? Hey, everybody. So, during the last 24 hours, I have twice bumped into this theme. The first is from a newsletter by It's a client who I had in Svalbard a couple of years ago. A fantastic guy out of San Francisco, writes about tech and photography. And the second time was this morning at breakfast when I met with Gareth and Mike from OM Systems South Africa. Now, OM wrote a quick review on the new mirrorless camera from Sigma. Now, I don't know about you, but I like tech, make no mistake. I like things with lights and buttons and so on and so forth. But at some stage, we have to ask ourselves, am I in this game to just have cool tech, or do I want to make amazing images? So, from OM's review, this seems like a beautiful but pretty impractical piece of gear that still makes good images, right? I started thinking about how we approach photography. Are we chasing the latest camera tech, or are we actually focusing on making better images? Because there's so many photographers out there on safaris, online specifically, that seemed obsessed with specs and upgrades and tech, while other people are just sticking to older gear and creating good images, right? So for you, what matters? What is the balance between appreciating your tools and not letting gear become a distraction of what photography should actually be about, which is capturing moments and telling stories? Now, I linked through to the Sigma BF mirrorless camera. And somewhere along the line, when I was reading up on this thing, someone mentioned that if Apple were to make a camera, this is what it would look like, right? This thing is super minimalist. There's almost nothing to it. It's like a block. It's 1, 2, 3, 4 buttons. It's very neat. Is there a part of me that wants something like this? Hell yes, because it's cool. It's cool tech, right? But is it a hard-working camera that you can carry around? In the review that OM put together, he mentions it's great, but it's not really comfortable for long or carrying around. So I wonder why would someone buy that? Because a serious photographer, for me, wouldn't necessarily look at something like that. They would get a camera that can do the work, that has that more control and so on and so forth, right? And someone who just wants a piece of fashion to carry around, they can find something a lot cheaper. I think there's a lot of cameras out there like that, that it's not really a working camera for, specifically now for wildlife and landscape photography, but to have something cool if you've got cash to burn, to carry around, to look good, get a couple of shots of the Eiffel Tower, of Bourbon Street, whatever it is, not bad. Not bad. But as a working camera, I'm not so sure. Now, hold that thought. This morning, I was having breakfast with Gareth and Mike, and we also spoke about the OM system and how, to me, the photo safari industry is changing. The way that people are traveling with the camera is changing. And it happens time and time again, right? So I picked up the 150 to 400 OM Systems lens, one of my favorites. It is phenomenal, but it's still not huge, right? It has a reach because it's got a built-in converter plus the conversion of the sensor size. I can reach about 1,200 mils in a lens no bigger than an old 300 2.8 Canon, right? So it's still pretty small for what I get. But some people seem obsessed with the big lenses. They track the shit around the world. And we had a moment, and I have this on every single trip, right? When we walk back from the game drive vehicle to the lodge, and normally there's someone with a very big lens, and they would carry it into the lodge, and there's other people who are not on a photo trip, and they would look at this group walking in with all this gear, and the comments will always revolve around, oh, wow, you must be an amazing photographer because of this big lens. And I think people's egos like it. I really do. And often it's the case of, you know what, that's cool, but why don't you ask everybody to play back images and see what they created with whatever gear they have, not necessarily the biggest image, or the biggest lens, sorry. So the whole idea, and it comes down to me to another topic we spoke about at breakfast this morning, is why are you doing it? why do you go on a photo safari? Why do you go out with your camera and these big ass lenses and stuff, right? Because I mean, if you are shooting for a purpose, for a book project, for selling prints, for competitions, for a photo essay you're putting together, whatever it is, right? Then you're about the craft, because then the tools will support the craft, right? It's not often, and I'm saying this as I'm speaking now, I'm not often that the craft is going to support the tools. Your tools is something that you need to use, but the craft should be the end goal. But if you don't know why you're doing it, I had people who come on a trip and then literally 8 to 10 months later, they come on another safari and they haven't even downloaded the images from the first one. But they would be the first ones to say, no, 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 this is a crap image. Oh, the lion didn't do this. Let me get my big lens. Let me get my bigger lens. Let me get my biggest lens. But why? Because you're not really focusing on the craft. You're not really focusing on the reason why you're there is to document the amazing moments you want to remember. To try and this is a cliche phrase, but to tell stories with your images. The only story that you want to tell is you've got the biggest fucking lens. It's like, yeah, and? I remember a story years ago. This is maybe 11, 12 years ago, even more, 13 years ago, just when we started Wild Eye. We assisted a regular client to upgrade his kit. And at the time, I'm going to speak under correction here, but it was right about 200,000 Rand at the time. And it was two camera bodies. It was a 400 2.8. It was a 7200. So it was decent gear. It was really, really good gear. And we got the stuff for him. And he was a good photographer. And then a couple of days later, a gentleman phoned and said, listen, let's call him Mark. He's a mate of mine. And I want to get some camera gear because I'm going on a trip with him. So no problem. What can we get you? So, well, what did he get? So I'm like, okay, cool. He got this. And the guy says to me, okay, cool, I'll take that, but I need something else as well. What do you want? I don't know, what can you recommend? And I'm like, well, what are you going to photograph? And the guy says to me, no, I'm just going on a trip with Mark, shall we call him again? But I need to have bigger gear than him because he beat me with the golf clubs last time. I will beat him with the camera gear. So I'm like, okay, that's fine. So we load it up and this guy outspends Mark by about 30%. A couple of weeks later, a week later, he pops into the office and says, okay, cool, I'm here to collect my gear. Can I please show him how it works? I'm like, wait, what? You just spent north of 250,000 Rand on your camera gear. You got no idea what you're doing. Yeah. He just needed to beat Mark. I mean, you need a lot of cash to do that. But anyway, to come back, gear or craft, what does it for you? Because is it nice to have the latest high-tech imagery equipment, cameras, lenses, all these things? Absolutely, it's great. It feels amazing, right? But are you doing it at the expense of actually not paying attention to the shiny things and focusing on the creative, on the craft? What do you think? If you had to be dead honest, right? Gun to your hip type stuff. What is more important to you? And do not lie. Are you going to say the gear? Do you like it when you walk into a lodge and people stare at you because you have such a big lens? Or is it more for you what you do with it? I must be honest, many years ago, for me, it was about the gear. It was amazing to sit on a vehicle with this big fuck-off lens and people would stare and think, oh, you must be good. Now, I love Olympus because it's small, I get quality out of it, and travel is easy. So, for you, hit me up, jerry@wildeye.com or Jerry van der Walt on all the major platforms. Let me know, are you into gear? Are you into craft? Or do you find that beautiful balance where your gear supports your craft? I'd love to hear from you. Wherever in the world you are, thank you for listening. Thank you for lending me your ears. Chat to you in the next episode. My name is Jerry. I'm from Wild Eye. Bye for now.